This is VOA News. I'm Scott Walterman. Israel upped attacks by air and ground on Gaza Friday into Saturday, as explosions could be seen in the darkened Palestinian city. Internet and cell service was disabled in Gaza, so very little information is coming out of the Strip. While the fighting intensified, the United Nations General Assembly was voting to call for an immediate humanitarian truce in Gaza. Here's the Palestinian envoy to the UN.
It sent a message to everyone: enough is enough. This war has to stop. The carnage against our people has to stop, and humanitarian assistance should begin.
Israel's ambassador to the UN lambasted the body.
Why are you defending murderers? Why are you defending terrorists that deliberately beheaded children and abducted babies? What is going on here?
It passed with 120 votes in favor. U.S. and China stopped just short of announcing a meeting between U.S. President Joe Biden and Chinese President Xi Jinping in November in San Francisco. State Department Bureau Chief Nike Ching says the word came after Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Yi held talks with senior U.S. officials in Washington.
Chinese Foreign Minister Wang said China is willing to cooperate with the United States to manage differences.
China and the United States need to have dialogue. Not only should we resume dialogue, the dialogue should be in-depth and comprehensive.
Nike Ching, VOA News, Washington.
They will already be at a meeting in San Francisco. This is VOA News. Conflict in Ukraine and the Middle East has brought the need to diversify energy sources into focus, and Reuters correspondent David Doyle says that's why German Chancellor Olaf Scholz is making his third visit to sub-Saharan Africa in 2 years.
Well, the backdrop is conflict in other parts of the world and their impact on Germany's energy supplies. After Russia invaded Ukraine in February 2022, Germany turned to Qatar for liquefied gas. But an eruption of violence focused on the Gaza Strip raises fears of disruption in the Middle East. The legislator for Germany's Greens, Anton Hofreiter, said the impetus for the trip comes from Berlin's realization that it needs Africa more than previously thought. As such, Scholz will be stopping in major energy producer Nigeria, as well as Ghana. Oil is Nigeria's single largest export to Germany, and officials are considering adding gas to that mix.
Reuters correspondent David Doyle, who says one problem, chronic underinvestment in Nigeria's energy sector, something Germany may be able to help with. There is another candidate in the Democratic race for the U.S. presidency. The details now from AP correspondent Jackie Quinn.
I do so in a spirit of hopefulness.
That was the start of this year's congressional session. Now Congressman Dean Phillips, 54 years old, from Minnesota, has announced in New Hampshire that he is running for president. Phillips has been supportive of President Biden, but says the party needs younger voices to prevent Donald Trump from being president again, calling that a nightmare scenario. President Biden's also being challenged by self-help author Marianne Williamson and anti-vaccine activist Robert Kennedy Jr., who's running as an independent. Dean Phillips, for months, has been calling for a Democratic primary challenge to the 80-year-old Biden.
There's an old saying, it's as American as apple pie in baseball. Tonight, the World Series began.
This will be former President Bush's fourth World Series ceremonial first pitch, but his first before an opener. Bush headed the group that bought the Rangers from Eddie Childs in 1998 and was general partner through November 1994 when he stepped down as he prepared to become Texas governor. Bush was U.S. president from 2001 to 2009 and threw out the ceremonial first pitch before Game 3 of the 2001 World Series at Yankee Stadium between New York and Arizona. With heavy security following the 9/11 terrorist attacks, Bush wore a bulletproof vest. He did manage to make the throw to home plate. I'm Norman Hall.
More news on our website, voanews.com. In Washington, I'm Scott Walterman, VOA News.